This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
I most certainly am, and it certainly is. I am OJ Borge with BFBS Esports Live. Thank you, as always, to the Audio Content Fund. This is the show dedicated to gaming in the forces. We're going to be chatting all about Rapture Gaming Festival this week, which is on this weekend. Very excited about it. Big old gaming festival. We'll be talking about that. We'll be chatting to our man on the ground, Private Jonah Jubb. He with the great background, ace from Army Esports team. He'll be commentating at Rapture Festival. Plus, we'll be chatting to Commander Gordon Jones, chairman of Navy Esports, who has some exciting news about what the Navy will be bringing to the festival this year. They've not told me what it is. I'm told they're not holding back, but they've not told me exactly what it is because I'm awful at secrets. I would have given it away. Also, we're going to be talking about your favourite gaming song or theme tune. There's something that's so evocative. They bring back so many memories, especially for games. Maybe it was the first one you played or one you've not played in years. So we'll be getting your stories. You can get in touch the usual way via emailing me or via the chat on Facebook or Twitch. And we've got music. This is Head and Heart from MNEK and Joel Corry.
Oh my God, oh my God, these feelings just begun. I'm saying things I've never said, doing things I've never done. Oh my God, when I see you I should it right. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop feeling I feel about us. Try to fight it but it's never enough. I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes bum-ba-dum, bum-bum, 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 'cause my heart goes but I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. Tells me to stop feeling feelings I feel about us. Try to fight it but it's never enough. 'Cause my heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. 'Cause I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. But my heart goes bum-bum-bum.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm OJ Borge, bringing you Esports Live. So, first guest who is on the show today is Private Jonah Jubb, ace, who will be commentating live at the Rapture Gaming Festival this weekend. Ace, how are you, buddy?
Not bad, thank you, OJ. How are you?
I look a little wild around the eyes. That's because I managed to get hold of some BFBS merch. So I've eaten all of the jelly babies. Not jelly babies, the jelly things. What are they called? Not jelly babies. Little round things. Jelly beans. So I've eaten all of those. But they also sent me a BFBS pen and a BFBS water bottle. So
I've got a water bottle.
Have you?
I've been using it today, actually, yeah.
Do you know why they sent me this?
Why have they done that?
Because last week I kicked a whole pint of water over. over in the studio, which went over everything. Luckily, we stayed on air, but there was a panic of people around me trying to mop up this pint of water I've kicked over. Anyway, listen, it's not about me and my clumsiness. What should we expect from this year's Rapture Gaming Festival? Because that's what we're talking about. That's where you're going to be this weekend.
Yeah, so this weekend we're at Medway in Kent at the Rapture Gaming Festival, and there's a lot of gaming activity going to happen on there. I'll be on the main stage at Rapture, as well as streaming from our booth at Rapture as well. We've got a few tournaments happening. There's a few Rocket League games, a few League of Legends games, and a few other games being thrown into the mix, but you'll have to be there to see what happens. But we'll also be going live as well, so you'll be able to see that on our Twitch, and also I think the Navy will be going live as well, so you'll see that elsewhere. But yeah, lots of tournaments happening and lots of players competing, both civilian and military.
Do you get nervous when you're on the stages at these festivals? Because Rapture's a busy, busy festival. Do you get nervous?
I think it's a lot easier when you can sort of hide behind the confines of your computer screen rather than be in front of a lot of people. But I'm not too bad at it, especially after Scarborough, where we did have our first live audience, which was interesting. But yeah.
What is your pre-show routine? What do you do before you go on?
Just make sure I don't look like an absolute mug.
I've been trying to do that for years. How do you do that?
Honestly, still a work in progress. still trying to find the different ways to get around it. But yeah.
Do you know, I had a pre-show. So I used to present the National Lottery years and years ago in the UK. And it was always really nerve-wracking because it wasn't a very long thing that we did. But you'd have to go out and it was millions of people who were watching. So I used to have my routine was a lucky banana. So I'd eat a banana before going out and presenting it. But if I was really nervous, I've had two bananas. And then one day at four, because I was super nervous because it was like a big draw or whatever, and somebody told me don't eat too many, you can get potassium poisoning, at which point I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna collapse. Now the RAF at Rapture this year not taking part, does that mean the rivalry between yourselves and the Navy has gone to a whole new level if just two of the forces are going to be there?
Friendly competition, as we like to call it. Friendly competition, but there is still obviously that rivalry there. The Navy hiding away behind their aircraft, just saying. That's clearly why they're not going, but again, yeah, the Navy will have a bit more competition. We did win against them at Scarborough, and we'll do that again. But I'm sure they'll tell you otherwise later. There'll be some competition.
I'm just reading the Twitch chat right now, and it's being said that Ace is a pro. He doesn't know what nerves are. So apparently you don't know what nerves are, Ace. You don't know what nerves are.
Well, at least I don't show it. That's a good start.
That is. It's the whole thing is about being a duck, isn't it? On the surface, nice and calm, but below the surface, your legs are going madly. Who from the Army's esports team are the ones to watch out for this year?
Oh, this year, the Valorant team's looking good. The Valorant team and also the Rocket League team are looking really, really strong this year. I mean, we've got a good lineup, good roster within British Army Esports, and the others have got to keep their backs watched because, yeah, we're going for even civilian pro teams, but I think we've got good competition.
Yes, I mean, this is what we were talking about this last week, that you're now taking on civilian pro teams. It's from a level of esports within the forces. Is this what you need to do to step up?
Yeah, I 100% I'm backing this. I feel like to be able to be a military organization, you know, and represent the army and represent the UK at a competitive level is something that, you know, they do in rugby and other sports like that. So to be able to do it in esports is also quite important. And we've got definitely good scope for it. And the players we've got are at a very high level already. So we shouldn't have any issues there.
I must admit, in rugby, I've seen the games where the forces play. I mean, they're some of the best games you'll watch, absolutely. So I'm sure it's going to cross over to esports as well. Who do you think is going to be the overall winners this year?
Oh, the British Army Esports League?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough one. The Remy have got a lot of teams in it. They've got probably got the most teams out of everyone. But also the Royal Logistics Corps have got strong teams, so it's probably a good fight in between them, but I have to vote for the Remy. I'm sorry for anyone else, but yeah, the Remy have kind of got my vote for taking it home this year, although the leaderboards are swapping in and out daily, so yeah.
Ace, final thing, I'm asking today, and we're going to go through a few in just a second before I already had a load in. Your favorite gaming song or theme tune for a game, what would you choose?
Oh, that's a hard one. The Halo theme's a classic. I mean, you can't really beat the Halo theme. If anyone hears it, then of course, you know, they hear it straight away.
Do you want a blast of it? Do you want a blast of Halo?
Blast of Halo?
Yeah, do you want a bit of the theme? Do you want a bit of the theme tune? Because I've actually got it, because lots of people have suggested it already. Here you go. Does this bring it back to you? Because I was never a Halo player.
It brings it back to my childhood, you see. So my dad playing Halo and wondering what the heck that game was that he was playing, blowing up aliens and things like that.
Do you know, I struggled with Halo. It was one of those games. I had lots of mates who were big into Halo, and I just spent the entire time, let's just say the word onion, and we'll leave it at that.
Although, Die For You, the Valorant theme, is really, really, really cool. I'm a big fan of that.
Well, Ace, it's been great to chat to you again. Yeah. Good luck this weekend at the Rapture Festival. I'll be tuning in to watch what you're doing. I'm sure it's all going to go amazing. Let's play some more music. This is a Black Eyed Peas here on BFBS.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Of inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get it started, get it started, get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Yo, everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid, get started, get started.
Time, y'all can't stand still, twist and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D, up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick, your mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on,
get started,
come on,
get started, get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
We cool in here. Let's get cool. We cool in here.
Why not get cool?
We cool in here.
Come on, say.
Black Eyed Peas, let's get it started here on BFBS. This is Esports Live. So then, the greatest songs or themes from computer games over the years, because there have been, and I said it before, they are evocative. When you learn to love a game or you become obsessed with a game, those songs get embedded into your frontal cortex. And I was just reading through some of the Twitch comments, and Zombie says, this is old school. It's an old school classic, but you can't beat the Legend of Zelda theme. If you think that's old school, wait for this, because there's loads and loads of games and themes I've loved over the years, but the first one I truly loved, and the first one, I think it was the first time ever, and I'm sure somebody will tell me if I'm wrong, that they took a song that had been in the charts and actually, well, turned it into all its polyphonic glory into a song on a game. And I'm going back to, I'm hoping the early 90s, it might be late 80s, and it was a Bitmap Brothers game on the Amiga. The Amiga 500, and it was a side-scrolling shooter called Xenon 2 Mega Blast. The theme tune was this. I love love this. It was such a tune on the start of the game. I do remember stopping the game and then reloading it just so I could hear the start again. This one gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Matt Warner on Facebook says Rainbow Road from Mario Kart N64. I just remember losing my mind over Rainbow Road. If you've never played it, you spent the entire time falling off the side and having to restart again. Neil Downing, also on Facebook, says Manic Miner ZX Spectrum. Now, I apologise for this. It's like all of our brains crashing at the same time. Ah! Ouch! Cody on Insta says, don't know if this counts, but FIFA 15 has the best playlist. It was one of the ways we used to learn about new music, was the FIFA soundtracks. Geordie on Insta says, intro for Wild Arms on the PS1. I don't remember this game. It sounds like the sort of game theme tune where we need to be wearing some cowboy boots and maybe something tasseled in some way. Raider Lee says, in the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg. It was in the game Manic Miner. It also features the Blue Danube whilst loading. Lots of people saying this, actually. On Twitter, the original Wipeout had some great tracks, as well as the Metal Gear Solid. And then the one I mentioned before, which was Halo. Gritty says it fits the game and it sounds brilliant. And we'll just do one more. From Dr. Hooch on Twitter, who says his all-time favourite is this. The Dragonborn Comes, which was the main Skyrim theme. A song as epic and as overblown as the game itself, a game that I've never totally managed to get my head into. And then we've also got the Lego Hobbit theme. And keep them coming in. You can either email me, bfbs.com/esportslive, or drop us a message into the Facebook or Twitch chat. Here's some Lizzo.
Do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the foolish. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Step into some new kicks. In there, swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. You have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine self out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Baby, how you
feeling?
I'm OJ Borge. This is Esports Live on BFBS. Now, one man who is doing his hair toss and definitely checking his nails is Commander Gordon Jones, chairman of the Navy's esports team, who has been promoted since the last time I spoke to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, OJ.
And it's great to chat to you. Before we get into finding out what you're taking to Rapture Festival this year, how do you feel about soundtracks on computer games?
Soundtracks have always been so iconic to just so many games. I mean, from right the way down to just even the most brutal forms of them, you know, going right the way back to Half-Life or something like that, the way that they used the soundtrack to be able to build the suspense as you went into different elements of the game. It's just everything from the way that they've used the music through them up to, like you say, FIFA and, you know, the Halo soundtrack, everything that's around that one just defines the game. Every time you hear it turning on, whenever I hear the music coming on, I know which version of Halo my son's playing on the Xbox downstairs.
That's almost a quiz in itself, isn't it? It's almost a pop master in itself, working out which game it is from the soundtrack. Now then, let's talk about the Navy and Rapture Festival this year. I don't know what this is. It's been kept for me because I would have given it away accidentally. I've been told you've got something pretty extravagant planned.
We had something so incredibly extravagant planned. So we've got loads of different things that are coming along. We're bringing 25-ish people along to be able to take part in it. We've got three different VR rigs for people to be able to come and play with. We've got one where you can practice driving what we call a Jetpack 24, which is one of the boats that we use for doing intercepting when we're doing anti-drug smuggling and things like that. We've got the training rig that we use for teaching our reservists to be able to drive that, and we've managed to get one of those. We're bringing that for the public to be able to try. We've also got two different VR rigs to be able to use that play the VTOL, so vertical takeoff game as well, which we've got rigged up to make it like you're flying an F-35. And we've got two of those for the public to be able to play as well. On top of that, we're bringing a bunch of computers for people to be able to come and challenge us to a huge variety of games. Right up until the time this morning, we were going to be bringing an offshore raiding craft from the Royal Marines as well. And it broke down this morning.
No!
And we can't bring it. And I'm so devastated.
When that happens, I bet somebody just gives it a kick, don't they? Suddenly gives it a kick in the side because it's just terrible timing.
I wouldn't care to venture how Royal Marines maintain their equipment.
But there's some shouting. But the VR rigs is so interesting. I love the idea that these are things that the reservists use to train on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's one of those situations that really not that long ago, in order to be able to get, you know, any hands-on experience with learning how to drive a jetpack, we had to take time for reservists to be able to come away from their job, get them out to a ship, take them out to sea, or take them down to our seaboat training facility down in at Jupiter Point in Cornwall and put them onto the boats down there. Now, till they can begin familiarization without ever having to leave their reserves training units at their hometown. And not just that, the systems are actually built on 2DOF or 3DOF chairs, I can't remember which it is, which means they actually move as they're driving across the sea, which means they, above and beyond everything else, we can actually find out which of them get seasick.
You see, that's the thing. Now, I remember virtual reality when it first came out years and years ago, and I wouldn't hazard a guess at your age, Gordon, but I one of my jobs at school, and I didn't get to do it very often, but I grew up in Leicester, and that's where virtual reality was. And it was one of the first virtual reality companies. And I went and tested. I remember thinking at the time, it's great, but it's a gimmick. I have an imagination. I can understand 2D gaming. I'm fine with it. And then when virtual reality came out again more recently, it's such an almost overwhelming experience that you really are there. And if you've played the games where you climb and, as you say, driving the boats, what happens, though, if somebody is sick in the chair? Do you have to have like a pack of wipes on hand?
Well, you hope that they're going to tell you in time that, you know, it's going to happen beforehand. But, ultimately, if they have, you get a towel on them, you get them cleaned up and off you go. You get things cleaned. Obviously, if it happens whilst we're at Rapture, we're going to have to, you know, make sure that we get people, get it everything cleaned down and sterilised before any more members of the public get on it.
So what games is the Navy esports team going to be competing in?
I think we're going to be doing some Overwatch. I think we're doing Apex as well. We're going to be bringing along some of our Halo team. We're going to be bringing our World of Warships team as well. And a wide variety of different things, because a lot of the people that we've got actually split up across different games as well. So I play for World of Warships and I also substitute into the Halo team occasionally.
Well, Gordon, it's been great to chat to you. Good luck this weekend. I hope the boat that you're going to take down is fixed soon and can go to something else. But Gordon, thank you so much, buddy.
No, not at all. Thanks for having me on, OJ. It's been great.
I'm sure we'll speak to Commander Jordan Jones again. We got one more song to play, actually. There's a bit of a quiz that goes with it. It's an iconic song in itself, but also because of the game it featured in. What game did this feature in?
Yeah.
Yes, Lemmy. So what game was that from? It was released in 99. It was released on PlayStation first, then later to N64, Game Boy Color. You would have to pull certain tricks to spell a five-letter word. H-O-R-S-E. It was, of course, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, which was a great game. And I got very angry at over the years when I'd fall over and break a trick combination. And that is it. We are done. Thank you so much for listening, or indeed watching, however you have consumed this. So we thank you for being part of it. I'll be back next week, same time. Thanks to the Audio Content Fund for everything that they do for us. Plus, we'll have a variety of guests from the Forces Esports teams, plus gaming community. See you next week, post-Rapture, post-ESL Cologne. Have a great week, whatever you're doing.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.